Well, that definitely makes sense. I got into the Florida condo thing, and I ended up losing mine during the first part of COVID when I went and got behind on the maintenance and the HOAs. And in Florida, they can basically foreclose on you within 30 days and throw you out on the street, even if you do own it in cash. And kind of what happened, but when that happened and I took a loss, Champlain Towers fell in about 6 months later, so now it's through the roof, and people really aren't able to sell them, and they're being foreclosed on, and it's just a real bad situation if you're in a condo. But that's an example for me of less is more, because I'm not responsible for it, and don't have to worry about it.
Well, the same thing, you know, so many people, they sit around and go, my house, my land, my this, my that. If you're paying a mortgage on that, you know that any bank, it's written in your, it's written into your loan. They can foreclose on you in 30 days without even a reason. Without a reason, they could foreclose on you. So let's say Verizon, AT&T, whatever, they need to put a tower on your land, and they've searched that title of that land and your name comes up, they'll go to the bank and offer them some obnoxious amount of money, and that bank will pull your title, and they'll give you 30 days, and then they'll shut you down. And you'll have to run out there and get a loan regardless of what you got to pay for it. Unless, and if you don't, that's it. It's a done deal.